Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for November 1st through the 7th of 2020. And I'm recording it on the 2nd. So, you see how God works? I believe that it was within the last month that I mentioned how the forecast is all part of my rhythm. For those who are asking, how could I be so consistent all these years? So yes, I have six planets in Virgo, so order is the first law of the universe around here, and I do my best to plan my time wisely. But every once in a while, the universe will show me who's really in charge of my life. And it must have wanted to test me to see how much it could throw my way before I surrendered. I was all organized for this week's forecast, and I should have just posted it early versus late like this. And then from October 25th to now, November 2nd, I was getting beat up, literally and figuratively, by Mars and Mercury retrograde, along with Uranus in the mix for good measure, because most of it was so weird and unexpected that if I didn't have my husband and sister as witnesses, I may not have believed some of it myself. I'm still not 100%, but I'm back in my home at my desk catching up. So for those of you who had appointments or reached out in the last week, my apologies. I am slowly catching up my backlog, but please feel free to reach out again so your message goes to the top. Otherwise, I will respond to everyone as fast as I can. Again, I'm really sorry for those of you that I am working with in the circle or one-on-one, as I really wanted to do a big ceremony with you on November 1st because I was supposed to be in nature, which also went haywire. I often remind folks that just because I know what's happening with the planets does not exempt me from their effects. However, we still have time as the Gate of Power is technically Friday. So I've decided to do my ceremony on the day at the time, and I will share the results of my magic next week on 11/11, since I'll be talking about energy that day for sure. I did consider giving you 2 weeks right now up front, but honestly, next week is so potent that it deserves its own recording because it is quite likely that we will all have to refer to it more than once in the future. It's going to be a very powerful week. Let's just say that. So November 1st, Mercury retrograde squared Saturn for the second of three times, and the third time is Friday. So it's twice in 1 week. They're basically sitting still together. But its first hit was on September 23rd, which is right around fall equinox. So try to think about what you were going through around equinox in terms of Mercury retrograde, reviewing your Libra Scorpio departments, and Saturn, you know, getting real, getting realistic, recognizing your limitations, probably having to change your mind about certain things in your reality at that point. What threads of continuity or reverberations can you feel in November from September? And then just consider that this paragraph, you know, would normally be another entry for that third hit. But since that third hit is happening in the exact same week, I'm not going to repeat these same words. I'm just going to tell you it's hitting twice in the same week, which creates a double influence of all of this. So we do need to slow down this week. We've got the election in America and really think things through and follow what the energy says, because I'm almost sure in here it does talk about not giving in to pessimism. So this energy is good for deep thinking rather than negotiating with others, as it is a more solitary energy. Making commitments with others is a little harder than usual because right now it's really about your thinking. It doesn't matter how anyone else thinks. Your thinking is affecting your life, and that's always the case. Often if you're focused on the wrong things, you manifest the very things you didn't want. So you may feel like people don't understand what you're trying to convey, or that you're coming across more negative than positive. And that's basically Saturn's kind of downer vibe. This is not good energy for business negotiations unless every detail is very clear to all involved. This energy makes you most critical of yourself, but it could trickle over onto others as well. Beware of a tendency toward apathy, pessimism, and/or depression. That's Saturn and Mercury, which makes it more mental than literal, usually. Try to stay focused on all the blessings that you do have and all that you have accomplished instead of what's still on the list of things to do in life. This energy is not intended to make you feel bad about the things left yet to do, but encourage you to begin the necessary steps and be okay with small measures of progress for now. This energy just makes you focus on the practical side of manifesting. Clear the mental and emotional debris and begin to lay a new, clean, solid foundation beneath your goals, and then strategize about the details of bringing it to fruition. So basically, that's November 1st, which was Sunday. On Tuesday, tomorrow, November 3rd, Mercury will go direct and then hit Saturn again on Friday, November 6th, all in the same week. So they're basically hanging out together for Mercury's about face. Think back to fall equinox when they had their initial contact. Can you think of anything that came up in your relationships or finances that has you rethinking everything now? How is your reality shifting because your consciousness has shifted this year in particular? Okay, so this is huge. And I've got some testimony because some things have definitely changed from when Mercury went in to when it's coming out, which is Tuesday the 3rd, tomorrow. And we start with a woohoo here. We always do a dance of joy when Mercury goes direct. But we should also remember that we're not quite out of the woods until the end of the month when it gets out of shadow. So you may experience some residual effects over the next couple of weeks, especially because Mars is just turning around too. All in all, though, we have just reviewed our ideas, thoughts, and concepts in Libra Scorpio departments of life, which would be the houses in your chart. So what did you learn over the last 3 to 6 weeks? Were you able to face the dark, not so nice side of life and still hold your center in balance? No perfection, only practice. But this year has brought most of us face to face with our fears and our ideas that simply will not work anymore. So we have to get present, get creative, keep it natural, and always shoot for the beauty way, the way that is most nourishing, beautiful, and sustainable for all involved. Okay, that's Libra's whole domain. So we went backwards in Scorpio to dig up and release and review and release any toxic thinking that no longer applies. Or on the positive side, we went in to conceive something new. And then it goes forward in Libra, which brings us back into that quality of mind that is neutral and harmonious and doesn't get too excited about the good things or too down about the bad things. You know, just stays nice and balanced in the middle. Like it's all good. It's all part of it. It's all part of being here. It's part of being in our bodies. It's part of being an earthling. It's part of being in a city or a country or a town. It's part of it. There's duality. There's ups and downs. There's light and shadow. There's rain and sunshine, right? So we learn how to live with both. We don't make one or the other wrong when it's natural. And so we don't get too excited because it's all part of it. Then, like I said, its last hit of the week is on that Friday when Mercury squares off with Saturn again. So this whole week you might be doing some deep thinking and processing, and you should. You're really supported to do this, to change your mind, to change your thinking, to awaken in your consciousness something that you might have been too closed off to before or have forgotten, which leads to Friday's Gate of Power. This is the Scorpio Gate of Power, cross-quarter holiday, also in the Celtic tradition called Samhain. It's when we honor the invisible assistants, and it completes the 8 sacred seasons of the solar year. You've done all that you can do for the last 10 months, and now you must surrender. You have been intuitively guided and completely supported the whole time, whether you were aware of it or not. All seasonal shifts call your attention to balance and remind you to periodically tune in to your heart, Mother Nature, and Great Spirit. This is the time of year for closure, within and without. The cross-quarter seasons between each of the solstices and equinoxes have long been considered to be gates of power, a threshold that offers access to other realms of existence, other dimensions, which are relevant and connected to our third dimension. During this time of year, reflection on the past and rumination on the future commingle. The angels, ancestors, and animal spirit guides should be honored and will be more accessible for communing with at this time of the year. You can ask for their guidance on the lesson and purpose of certain events or experiences of the past year, and/or you can ask for guidance on how to proceed during the coming year. And as you might have heard me say too in the last month or so, is that we're not just closing a year, we're closing a decade. And we're not just initiating a new year in 2021, but we're stepping that first step into a new decade as well. So let's think short term and long term in terms of our decisions and choices. After completion, clearing, and release, it is an especially good time to sit with the empty space for a period of time. This is an infinitely potent time in between, a place also referred to as the sweet spot in agriculture, which is the very thin membrane between seed and new life when it pops through that membrane and comes to life. Plant your seeds of the future during this dark time, then be still, listen, and invite life back. This 6-week period prior to winter solstice has the longest nights, implying rest, work behind closed doors, and moving through any personal darkness. It is a time to restore strength and prepare for the light's return, when things will again begin to quicken. This is when we surrender the past and invite the ancestors to bless the future. It is a time to honor the dead. This concept can apply to friends and family who are no longer on this plane of existence with us, but you should also keep in mind that 1, their essence never dies, and 2, this time of year is the easiest time to commune with them as their spirits actually become more accessible. It can also apply to your individual being, your creative projects, and/or cycles in your life that are now done, finished, and complete. And that's true for many of us. There is a sweet spot between the completion and initiation of any cycle, project, or part of yourself, which is the fertile darkness that holds the seeds of your heart. Honor it with any kind of time out, rest, reverence, or deep reflection, and then be open to the treasures yearning to rise from your own depths, your own soul self, dreaming of a new level of expression, which is totally possible now, especially after Mars goes forward. Scorpio represents the most potent time of the year. When it's ruled by Mars, it asks, "What do you deeply desire?" When it's ruled by Pluto, it asks, what are you willing to sacrifice to have that desire fulfilled? Are you willing to sacrifice skepticism for critical thinking, fear for love, doubt for faith, poverty consciousness for abundance? Would you sacrifice groundless low self-esteem for knowing who you are, or false pride for true confidence? This is the Scorpio sacrifice being asked. Can we give up some of the really toxic, shadowy, overdone, under-honored Pluto department of sex, power, death, and money, all integral to being here, yet Western culture has deliberately avoided having protocols because they disrespect these aspects of nature? This sacred season is about surrendering the year and inviting the ancestors' magic. Time for honoring the dead and ancestors, etc., to prepare for several months of inner self-work, for honoring that which is complete aspects of your being and world. This is a time when the veils between dimensions are thinnest, easing communications. Time for honoring the end of a cycle while glimpsing the new cycle about to begin. It's also time to prepare for a seasonal shift. This hemisphere is winter, which is a time to rest and replenish. This is a time when the life-death life cycle is at work, highlighting the area of your life where you may experience an ending and subsequent new beginning. This is also the most potent energy to create with, so be co-creative, proactive, and watch your thoughts and inner dialogues. This also represents karma, which can be actual karma, results of your actions, choices, and decisions, or simply the results of your fall harvest, all that you have created for the year and how well it will serve your needs through the winter and into the new year. This is the season between fall equinox and winter solstice, so there is an element of harvest still going on. However, it is more about surrender and rest in preparation for new life. Mother Earth rests in one part of the world so she can nourish the other half of the world with light and life. So that's our cross quarter. I am going to do something special on the 6th and we'll share some part of it with you on the 11th. And I do apologize again for the forecast being late, but here you go. Hope you caught it sooner than later. Next week, like I said, is going to be pretty potent. So I will get that up probably on Saturday the 7th in time for the week of the 8th through the 14th. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being part of my community. Thanks for listening. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off.